What is up, everybody, and welcome to Warp Point, your source for nerdy news. I'm Rob, and as always, I'm joined by my gracious co-host, Jay.
What's up?
And Bren.
What up?
And we are a nerdy podcast. We'd like to take the time to thank our new subscribers, listeners, followers, and all that. If you can, there are links to all of our socials in the descriptions below, or you can head to Linktree, that's linktr.ee/warppoint, and hit all of our links to all of our socials. There's links to our merch, links to Facebook, Discord, all that stuff, so you can come check us out in a more intimate setting. You know,
so today's stories, we are going to be Demon Slayer's getting a Western release. Sonic the Hedgehog is celebrating his 30th anniversary. NV. They will not, to this day, which I know it's only been a couple days, no one knows where the elusive 3070 Ti Founders Edition is.
Yeah, the 3080 Ti was enough of a wake-up call for a lot of people. They're like, yeah, fuck you.
Konami has... it says unannounced, a Castlevania collection, again. And a little bit of talk about Windows 11.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting a new OS so soon.
No, it's been a while.
Yeah, Windows 10 has been out for 8 years now.
Well, there was what, 10 and then 10.8?
It's just an update.
Yeah, that's all it is, just an update.
2015. About six years. It'd be 7 years if they do it in 22.
Wow, time is really flying. All right.
I feel old. As soon as the Sonic thing came up, I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. Sonic 30. Ouch.
I'm the only one out of the group that was born underneath that time.
Sonic's older than you.
Sonic is older than me, yeah. Came out in 92.
And I'm older than Sonic. Ouch.
Rolling around at the speed of sound.
Right. And we're also going to touch on Square Enix's Forspoken, which I'm excited for. But before we jump into any of that stuff, we got to start this show the way that we always do. And that is, Jay, what have you been up to?
Oh, God. So, finding a new job, for one.
There you go.
complete shit show at work. People are leaving. People, like, at least four or five. I think there's only two people out of the entire group of people I work with that actively want to stay there now. So that's a good sign. Other than that, like, for the fun, we started Ozarks for a TV show. And that's pretty good. I like it.
Nice.
I like Jason Bateman, period, though. I like his comedy, and he even directs a few episodes, so... You get to see how well-rounded he is.
Yeah.
And then for video games, I've been on the Borderlands 3 grind super bad. That's basically what I've been playing for the whole week.
And it's actually free this weekend on Stadia.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, it just just opened up crossplay with everybody but PlayStation, because PlayStation likes to be jerks about crossplay.
Pinky out, bro. Yeah. That's how we live.
Yeah, pinky out.
That's how we live in Sony land.
By yourself with other Sony people.
It's a dreamland, don't worry.
I mean, I still have it on PlayStation, but I mean, I'm only going to be playing my PlayStation when it's gaming with you guys.
I think I have it for PlayStation as well.
Yay.
Bren, what have you been up to?
So a little bit more work has gotten done in the studio. Yeah, work's just been really crazy. I've gotten back into 14, playing that, hitting that pretty hard.
Nice.
Haven't gotten quite to the content I'd like to get to. But it's hit or miss with that community on doing the more endgame stuff.
Right.
No. We started the Loki show on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, a lot of that was ripped straight from Fallout.
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's trying to find his dad? Oh, no, wait, he's trying to find his son. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's just like you look at the computers they use.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. It's those bubbly all-in-one computers with the roundish type screen.
So like the original 60s computers?
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like it. When I look at it and I watch it, I'm like, it's Fallout. That is Fallout.
Someone needs to drop a nuke or I swear to God.
Where's my damn Pip-Boy at?
Boop. Yeah, like I'm waiting for Loki to pull up his wrist. So OP can
stop time.
Anybody got a Nuka-Cola? Nuka-Cola, anyone?
I'm losing health at a massive record pace. I need all the Nuka-Colas. Oh, what the hell?
Jay, disconnect.
Well, yeah, it's just like anytime Loki gets hurt, I'm waiting for him to pull out like 12 bags of pretzels or some random food and just scarf it down to restore his health.
12 bags of pretzels. Like,
yeah.
I got with these wheels of cheese, yo.
Well, I said that because I remember a video that I saw on Facebook.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Skyrim and
Fallout.
Or Elder Scrolls and Fallout. They meet up and they start fighting. It says their health is low, so they just start pulling out like big old bags of food and stuff and sucking it down.
Which, how good can an over 200-year-old meatloaf truly taste? That's my question.
Right?
Ah, the meatloaf! It's old!
Yeah. So, yeah, that's really just about it. Oh, I got Integrate, too. I know we talked about it on the live stream.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I bid it. It's funny, I got to work with Sony. I got to see if Sony will reimburse me the $20.
Oh,
because I bought Integrate, and then I didn't even know. I didn't see any. Like, I get three emails a day from GameStop.
Yeah.
And not in one of those emails did it say that they had an exclusive steelbook.
Right.
For Integrate. So I just happened to hit GameStop, and I seen it, and they had one available because it was supposed to be a pre-order thing.
Right.
And I was like, oh, crap. Well, yeah, I'm getting this. Mm-hmm. This steelbook looks pretty cool. So, yeah, I just got to hope. Hopefully Sony can reimburse me. If not, I mean,
did you play it?
Did you get the digital version?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I picked up Integrate digitally because you have the free PS5 upgrade.
Well, wait. Oh, yeah. You don't get it with the free PS5 upgrade.
No, but you get the free PS5 upgrade with it. Right? Or was it just?
No, you get the free PS5 upgrade regardless.
Okay.
Yeah. If you bought the original for PS4, you get the free PS5 upgrade.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But you don't necessarily, or you don't get the Integrate DLC unless you pay for it. Which, like I said, yeah. I know we talked about that before, I think in the live stream, but, you know, that frustrates me because, like, you know, we bought, like, the more expensive versions of the game, and now it's just...
Should have been included.
Right, now it's just left to, like, I don't want to say dust, but...
I mean, we pretty much have to wait until the next, either we get consoles or we watch a Let's Play / You Play. To get the rest of the story now.
Well, no, I don't think so. Because I think it's going to be coming to PC real soon.
I found out, though.
7 is. I don't know about Integrate.
If you got 7 Remake as the PlayStation Plus free game...
You don't get the upgrade.
You don't get... Yeah, you don't get the PS5 upgrade. Right,
you actually had to buy it.
Ha!
Yeah.
Take that. peasants.
I mean, which, regardless, you don't necessarily need it.
Right.
The game was beautiful before the PS5 even came out.
Except for one door.
The half door?
The half door.
They have to leave it at this point, though.
Yeah. The half door?
Cloud's apartment door in the slums was, like, low-res textured.
And it's a half door. It, like, it, the wall is lit. It's not code-based, but, like, the bottom, I don't know, it's foot and a half very, of the door.
Very distinct on, like, you can tell. Because as soon as I was playing, I was like, what? Wait, what?
This is... What? But they have to leave it in at this point because it's just lore. Like,
yeah, there's a whole fucking wiki probably based on that door,
right?
I mean, so $20 for intergrade. I'm not intermission. I'm sorry, it's intermission when you actually look at the DLC.
But see, that's where I'm at. Like, the game case says intergrade. When you play it says intermission. It's intergrade to me. That's what I'm gonna keep calling it.
Yeah. I mean,
the game is intergrade, but the story is an intermission story?
Yeah.
Well, and see, that's the thing, like, with the naming, you know, I don't know because I haven't played it, but it, to me that means, like, okay, it's an intermission story, which means that it doesn't fucking matter, and it's Yuffie. You didn't even have to pick her up in the original game, so it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, you did.
No, you didn't. I'm saying you could beat the game without it.
Yeah, but you could also beat the game without Vincent, but it's not as fun.
Exactly. So is Vincent going to be the next intermission between 2 and 3?
No, I think it's just, I think they're going to actually release 2, part 2.
Yeah, but I'm saying, then, and then after that, it's going to be between 2 and 3, Vincent's going to be the next intermission.
We might actually get Vincent's origin story.
Well, I was going to say, a story just popped up. Now, I'm probably four and a half hours in. I did do some of the side stuff already.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know how much I have left to do to actually finish the story. But from what I've seen online, there is a different ending video if you finish Intergrade. Or Intermission, sorry.
So wait.
Yeah, that final video that leads off to the end of 7.
So, if you beat Intermission, do you get it, or do you have to go back through and beat 7 again?
I don't know. That's what I'm going to do. I refused to read the story because I didn't want to have it spoiled.
Right.
I don't want to know what that different video was.
Yeah.
It's just Ninja Girl in the big city. I mean, the tale was old as time.
There are 2 new characters.
Mm-hmm.
During Intermission. One that I'm hoping is a certain character that we were just discussing.
Vincent?
Yeah. Like I said, I just hit that part.
Fair.
So I'm excited to see.
Well, it can't be Vincent. They have to at least go to Nibelheim first.
Not necessarily.
Oh, yeah, because this is an alternate story. Gotcha.
Yeah.
The fact that I'm like, here.
Like they said when they were doing the original 7... There was so much they had to leave on the cutting room floor because PlayStation couldn't handle it.
Well, not only that, like, could you imagine if we would have got, like, the full story that they wanted to put out? It would have been, like, 32 discs. Yeah. We have a 32-disc jewel case. We don't know how we're going to sell this or even put it on a shelf, but yeah, here it is.
Take it, pay pigs.
Oh, man. It's like, they had the 30th anniversary Final Fantasy set, and I want it so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As for me, honestly, I haven't been playing too much video games. I've been busy at work a lot. I've had a lot going on with home life. Yeah, I mean, pretty much I've just been busy with actual life. I haven't really even been watching anything. We watched a couple episodes of Shadow and Bone. Yeah. that's about it. I mean, I haven't turned on my Switch in 2 or 3 weeks. I've been doing a little bit of Destiny here and there. And then... Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, we've been playing, you know, Warzone and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I got.
Nice. Yeah, I don't even get to touch my. I don't even get to touch the switch at my house anymore.
Mm-hmm. Your daughter always has it.
Oh my God, she's become such a Fortnite gamer.
Oh, hey, I mean,
my condolences for your loss. But there's years of video game education on what's good and what's great down the drain with Fortnite.
I mean, she'll do Animal Crossing New Horizons, a little bit of Minecraft.
Yeah, but you try teaching her well, and you're like, for example, you're like, you teach her well, she grows up learning the right things, like always picks Charmander, and then she starts picking Bulbasaur one day, and you're like, all right, what's wrong? What is wrong with you?
Charmander?
This is not how I raised you.
Charmander?
Yes. Charmander.
Yes. Fire team, bro.
No, water team, bro. You got to get the Squirtle Squad going.
Squirtle, team, Squirtle. Bro.
No, you get the Squirtle Squad. You get the sunglasses on them. They're just chilling out like 80s rappers, you know.
The new boys on the block.
Oh. Fire team? What?
Spill my bee, blame my hair. Did you guys see the artwork on Facebook of the type swap? Better not be
Roll 34.
No, they're type swaps for the three starters.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like they did a water version Charmander, a grass version Charmander.
Yeah.
Grass version Charmander is pretty legit, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I always liked yellow because you could have Pikachu.
All three.
Yeah, you could have all three, the starters and Pikachu. And then just raise a badass team.
Yeah, that was the one that was like the anime-based game.
Right. And,
well,
it's also the last Pokemon game that I beat.
Get out.
No, I beat Gold and Silver.
Okay.
So I beat,
you can stay.
I beat Gen 1 and Gen 2. But I
stay.
Honestly, I never even picked up another.
You can stay, but this is the line, Rob.
I've never. I mean, obviously, I had Stadium and Snap for 64. But I never had another game up until, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago when I bought Black for the 3DS, 2DS. And I played, like, I don't know, 10 hours of it, and then, yeah, that was it.
So I beat it, never did the in-game shit, and then never played Black and White 2, never played Sun and Moon.
Yeah.
And I got back in and on Sword and Shield.
Yeah, I've been playing Shield. So I have Shield, but I'm only halfway through that, and that's like, I don't know, I gotta be in the mood to play it, and then I'll play it for like a week, and then I'll set it down for like a month and a half, 2 months, and then I'll pick it up and play it for a week.
That's pretty much how it was when any of the DLCs came out.
No, I haven't even touched DLC.
I didn't even get that yet. I got it for my. I thought it would be something cool for me and my daughter to do, but she like hasn't had an interest to go back to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you ever get to play, Brent, I mean, we could play together.
Yeah,
we could all go max rating.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah, I'm definitely grabbing a Switch Pro when that comes up.
Yes.
I'm surprised we actually didn't get news of it.
Yeah, I mean, well, we were speculating that it was supposed to be either right before or during E3 that we'd get Switch Pro news.
Yeah.
And
they blue-balled us again.
Well, see, here's the thing. Nintendo don't care.
Nintendo don't care, yeah.
You know, they were like, well, hey, we've heard some rumors. You know, rumor leaks that, you know, some information's going to drop. So, fuck you guys. We're out.
Speaking of that, because I wanted to pull this up. I know this has been much asked for. People have been waiting. And it's the Shining Pearl and Brilliant Diamond remasters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. November 19th.
Nice.
I might actually end up picking it up.
They're taking pre-orders at GameStop. You can get them individually, or you can get the double pack.
And a double pack's what? Probably $90, $100.
Huh. More.
More?
$120.
So you're still paying pack. $60 for each game.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my thing. Like, I get, oh, this is for the completionist. I want both sides of the Pokédex. All right, that's cool. We have internet connectability now, so getting the Pokédex is ridiculously easy with one trade.
And this is something that we talked about with Sword and Shield before it released. That we said, you know, it's kind of shit because they weren't talking about the Pokédex, you know, what all was included or not. Because it originally started that there was only going to be, what, like 350 of the Pokemon. And a lot of people were bitching, but by the time it came out, I think there was, what, 600 out of the 900?
So, no, there was a controversy called Dexit, where, you know, it was during the height of Brexit, so they kind of used that as, like, a play on words.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is exactly what it sounds like. A lot of people were not interested in the new Pokemon game. And then they announced Pokemon Home, and they're like, oh, you can bring in Sun and Moon, and some Pokemon Go Pokemon. It's like, okay, that's a little bit better. But then it turned into a cash grab, where... Well, you have some Pokemon that are basically permanently in the box and can never be taken out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they released the DLC for the Tundra. And that one added a bunch of different Pokemon, all the legendaries. Don't think all the starters in it. I don't think Typhlosion's in it. I think some Gen 3 might be in it, but other than that, it's like... They mainly focused on Gen 1 and this new gen when it came to the starters.
Yeah, there's a total of 400 Pokemon.
Well, I know it wasn't that. I think originally they did start around 600 to 800 of them. And then just as it got closer to that release date, they're like, well, we had to hack this many.
No, it was straight laziness. Because that was the big point of Dexit was... They claim that the reason why the Pokemon were so low... granted, this is a series that's been going for 26 years.
Right.
So, I wasn't expecting all the Pokemon to be in this game. But they straight up told us there is new, unique animations for the sprites.
Right.
And all that. They weren't any different than their Sun and Moon counterparts.
Right.
It was literally the same wire... Like, I saw a video where he took the wireframe model... And he, like, converted it over to, like, basically the 3DS graphic style.
Yeah.
And it ran in the same way
as
the model from Sun and Moon he did. I can't remember what he did to get it to work because it wouldn't open. But once he got it to open, it pretty much was like, you could open that and the same model. And there was, like, no difference in their animations. There was a couple attacks that have different animations. But other than that, it's still the same Pokemon. Tail Whip. Flip behind, shake their butt a little bit at you, and then it flips back to a face.
Well, see, my whole problem with that, though, is... All right, Sword and Shield has been out for...
It's over a year now.
I thought it was closer to two.
I think so, too, yeah.
Because I think it came out in December or November of 2019.
November 15th, 2019.
Yeah. So it's coming up on 2 years.
So with that, you mean to tell me you could, you know, take and add 5 Pokemon a month? You couldn't add... And that's the thing, like, this is... I don't want to say the first, but this is one of the more internet-accessible Pokemon games.
Mm-hmm.
Between... You know, even with, like, Go and Pokemon Home, you can transfer Pokemon, like you were saying, to Pokemon Home and then pull it from there and put it on other games.
Well, and here's my main gripe, too. So this Pokemon Sword and Shield, I think Sun and Moon started it. It might go back further than that. But when online play started getting more popular and competitive play started being a thing, you could have made comments like, hey, we only have this set number of Pokemon in it because we're trying to have like a certain type of style.
Right.
Because you could still run like certain types of teams and just absolutely decimate you know, people through status effects and shit. And
right.
Status effects play real heavy in these new ones. Whoa.
Yeah.
There's a face.
Hey. Well, and like one of the things that is like even frustrating for me is like my favorite Pokemon isn't even in here. You can't get Dragonite.
Yeah, you can't get Typhlosion either.
Yeah. You know, like out of what, how many are, there's 151 original. Right.
No, it was just just 150 up until they were like, hey, Mewtwo and Mew exist.
Well, there's a total of 34 of the original that can't be found. There's 45 second gen. There is a ton, I'm not even going to try counting them, for third gen. Although some were added back with the Crown Tundra DLC. Again, fourth gen is missing a bunch. Fifth gen. Yeah, it, 6th gen.
There's a little bit more for 6th gen because that was the most recent one.
You're still missing 21 of them. There's only 72 that were added. So, you know, yeah, and that's something else. You know, there was only 93 6th gen Pokemon.
In comparison to how many 2nd gen and 3rd gen.
Right.
I mean, It was obvious like they were kind of pushing away from some of the older Pokemon. Now, don't get me wrong, there's some Pokemon that shouldn't even made the cut, like Rubbish.
Yeah.
You know, he's not in it. He's a trash Pokemon. We don't need him. But we still got Galarian, or not Galarian, yeah, Galarian forms of other Pokemon. We still have the Alolan forms of some Pokemon.
Right.
Which doesn't make sense because they're in a different area, and that was the whole point of Alolan versions in the first place.
Yeah, they're raised and survived in different climates.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now there are 234 Pokemon that are unable to be transferred, which is over 20%. 20% of Pokemon cannot be transferred.
All right. At this point, we're going to put In the Arms of the Angels in this video.
No, we're not, because that's copyright shit and we'll be screwed.
We'll do it on Pan Flute.
There you go.
I'll just do the noises with my mouth.
And then we'll get a copyright strike from Nintendo, but I'll just throw in, like, you know, the fading images of the Pokemon that you can't get.
just find like art where they're being murdered. That's what they really did. They didn't just like let them disappear. They straight murdered that shit.
Oh man.
Pikachu getting stabbed and viciously.
So yeah, I mean, we got a little off topic with getting onto the Pokemon stuff, but
I have a Pokemon tattoo, you can't blame me.
Well, I mean, like Brent said, you know, we have Shining Pearl and Brilliant Diamond coming out.
Arceus too.
When does that come out?
The day before my birthday, January 26th.
So we're gonna get Diamond and Pearl November 19th, and then the 6th, you said?
Mm-hmm. The 26th.
Oh, the 26th. January 26th. So, yeah. And Arceus is the, like, the beginning of
the earliest Pokemon game that we've been in, like, era-wise, canonically.
And it kind of looks like Breath of the Wild, with the open world stuff.
It's less of a Pokemon are part of the society now, is and more of a, hey, there's these weird animals. Oh my god, I got a big forearm dude just trying to kill me. Help.
Yeah.
A lot of Pokemon on human murder.
It's gonna be Demon Souls ish.
If I don't see a Machamp literally ripping someone limb for limb, 0 out of 10.
So yeah, well, I mean, we got some Pokemon games coming. It'll be interesting to play those. I'm going to back it off just a little bit.
Yeah. But speaking of new games, we finally got Demon Slayer's video game coming to the West.
About damn time.
But the Cyber Connect too. I've seen a lot of their stuff, and they seem to be more of a Japanese focused,
yeah,
or Japan focused game studio.
Well, they did Kakarot,
right?
Yeah, and like I told you guys before we started the show, well, we had a small discussion about it. These anime style video games, they tend to be a little underwhelming. Like I told you guys, I bought Bleach Soul Resurrection for the PlayStation 3, and it was literally just a path game.
Right, on rails.
You follow a path, you beat a bunch of mobs, then you fight a boss. The only replayability to it was redoing the level as different characters from the show.
Well, right. A lot of anime-inspired games do that, too, because there's a few Berserk games that actually do the same thing, where it's like you go through the scenario as like a character, whichever one the character is featuring, and then you can go back, like Dynasty Warriors, go back with other characters and play pretty much the same thing with other characters. I know, yeah. there was a Berserk game that actually did that in... The thing with Berserk is, like, we've gotten the original arc, I should say, the Golden Age arc, thousands of times in media. We've had three movies about it. We've had an anime series about it. We didn't have anything too much after. And the games are a good way of showing that after stuff that we've never seen animated.
Right.
But it was rough. I think the Dreamcast was the only good version of that, of a Berserk game. And that was forever ago.
Well, I mean, I do have a little bit of hope for this, because CyberConnect 2 is also the studio behind the Dot Hack games, and I loved the Dot Hack games.
Yeah, I can't remember which Dot Hack I played. It was on the PlayStation 2.
There was like four of them for it.
Yeah, no, that's why I can't remember which one it is. Absolution, I think it was.
Let me look it up.
No, it was Quarantine. Okay. That's what it was.
Yeah, because there was Infection, Quarantine, Mutation, and Outbreak on the PS2.
Yeah, I'm thinking of GU with the weird names that it had.
Yeah, Rebirth, Redemption,
Reminiscence. I was trying to think. Yeah, because I bought one of them as the PS4 remaster. I couldn't remember which one it was.
That Hack was such a good franchise.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot there. There was a lot that came with that. But yeah, so I mean, we got this game coming in October.
October 15th.
Yeah. To North America and Europe. It's a cel-shaded arena based fighting and interactive storytelling game.
The Hinokami, I think that's how it's pronounced. Chronicles?
Yeah, Hinokami.
But it's going to pretty much be everything that we've seen in the anime and the Mugen Train.
Right.
Be ready to cry at that last arc, guys.
So while we're talking about, you know, classic stuff, Sonic 30 hit me in the feels. Now I'm old.
Yeah.
30th, and it's so sad how much his popularity has fallen.
No.
Actually. At least here in the West.
Yeah, well, that's because they tried reinventing them too many times. Yeah, you got the original Sonic, which is classic Sonic, and he's small. You know, you see like Sonic Generations, I think it was, where it's got small Sonic and like modern Sonic on the covers.
Yeah,
but like Sonic was really really tiny back then in comparison to what he is now. Now he's like a teenager, and then they did Sonic Boom. That was horrible. The movie revitalized them. Thank God for that.
Yeah.
And thank God they fixed it.
Yeah.
Because the first iteration of what they were going to do in the movie, It was like being on Reddit the way they ripped it apart.
Meow? Yeah, right?
Oh.
But they, I mean, it's nice. They launched this entire website.
Yeah. It is. And it's sonic30th.com. And I mean, there's activities that are going on. There is Sonic Colors coming out, and it has stuff on that, which is from Dreamcast, or I can't remember.
No, Sonic Colors was actually a modern Sonic game.
It
came out...
Well, actually, if you go to their website and click on it, it actually takes you to another website, colors.sonicthehedgehog.com. And it'll be available September 7th, 2021.
So the original Sonic Colors was from 2010.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I say modern, I mean just any time after Sega became a video game-only company.
Yeah, it was for the Wii and the DS.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's why I never played it.
So they're taking pre-orders at the website where they will take you to another website. Now, like, if you get the retail version, okay, it's actually Sonic Colors Ultimate. It looks more like a limited edition. It comes in a little box.
Does it have a steel baby book? Then he doesn't want it.
There's a baby Sonic keychain.
Ooh.
Yeah. I might have to pick this up. And it's $40 for the physical.
Oh, that ain't bad.
That comes with the keychain.
So are you going to get it on PlayStation or Switch?
Oh, PlayStation. Yeah.
I don't know. I might pick up the Switch version.
I might too.
Keep the handheld feel.
Well, digitally, there's a digital standard and deluxe.
Yeah.
So with the digital deluxe, you get early access, a music pack.
An icon pack.
A metallic pack. And a movie player's icon.
Well, you get a player icon pack, too. For the digital deluxe?
Yeah, but... Yeah, I meant for the digital. Comparing the digital to the standard. Or the deluxe to the standard.
Yeah. Because
there are things you get with the deluxe that you don't get with the standard.
Okay. Fair enough.
So, yeah, the player icon and the movie effects cosmetic pack come with both. But these were stuff that you only get with the digital deluxe.
Which, I mean...
Me.
Me.
Hater. I'm playing.
I mean, I can't really see it being. It'll probably still be $40.
Oh,
for
yeah.
The digital.
Without doubt.
Yeah.
But at least with the physical, you get the physical media and you get a keychain.
Right.
But I mean, even if you head under the merchandise tab, they have Sonic jewelry now. They have a
I'm getting 30th, me a Sonic chain.
They have a 30th anniversary
comic book.
That's what I was trying to confirm if it was just a book or a comic book.
It's a comic book. IDW is the publishers behind a couple of the series that I really like, including the Ninja Turtle one that I'm following.
Nice.
The dark, gritty Ninja Turtle.
Turtles for blood.
Well, seeing as Mikey's the only one that's still alive, so...
Oh, yeah, that's the one where he basically just kills everything.
The Last Ronin, yeah.
They have a special book from Dark Horse.
Mm-hmm.
The Encyclopedia.
Huh? Huh?
Huh?
I see what you're doing.
I get it.
30 years of, I guess, just artwork and stories of the Sonic franchise. And then H&M has a kids Sonic clothing selection.
Nice.
I know here on the East Coast we have a couple H&Ms. I don't know if it's nationwide, so
it is, but not as spread out as you would think.
Yeah.
So for the hardcover Encyclopedia, it is releasing November 23rd, and it'll be $30.
Nice.
Dirty doll hairs.
As long, no dolls had that many hairs.
As long as it doesn't come from the tail of tails, it's all good. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Brent, do you want to take the next one?
Oh, I most certainly will. I made sure I put this one in. We have a...
Talking about collector's just... editions...
Yeah, collecting it, talking about the collector stuff. This is, and I don't know why all of a sudden now the website doesn't want to load.
Oh no, you broke it.
I know. You know what, dude? I've been dealing with stuff with Verizon. But this is just for the month of July. This is the limited / collector's edition releases for the month. Given the current state of everything, I highly doubt you'll be able to order these because they seem to go out as soon as they're available for pre-order. So I'll jump ahead to the next couple months as well, so people have a chance to at least jump on and order things. July 6th, we have Oddworld Soulstorm Collector's Editions. I don't know if you've guys seen these, but they're pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Reasonably priced, and you get a lot of stuff with it.
Nice.
And, no, that's not what I wanted. Of course, you're not going to let me look at everything, because you're already sold out.
Yeah.
So, the Soulstorm Collector's Edition. A 9-inch Abe figure, a mining company keychain, the steel book, an art book. And 3 art prints. And a bunch of tribal stickers. I never really got big into the Oddworld stuff. So, I'm sure there's a much bigger story behind all of it.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty epic, really.
Nice.
Yeah. One that we talked about that was a big announcement for... this bothers me because... E3, it was just companies reusing each other's stuff to have material to pump out. Capcom announced it. Nintendo announced it. It's the Monster Hunter Stories 2 Wings of Ruin. That collector's edition. Of course, it's already sold out on GameStop. You get a Raze Wing, Ratha, Amiibo, Wings of Ruin, enamel pin, a sticker set for in-game, and costume packs for DLC.
Nice.
One that I know this is a very niche market, but it's one that's slowly been gaining traction. It's becoming slowly more and more popular. These visual novel games.
Yeah.
So this one's available for pre-order for release on July 6th. On the NISA online store, NISAmerica.com. It's called the Silver Case 2425. It is a visual novel for the Switch, it looks like. Yes, I'm not seeing any other available. You get the, yeah, it's for the Switch only. You get a complete soundtrack. The artwork, hardcover art book, 2 comics, the Silver Case original comic, and one called Red, Blue, and Green. I don't like that they do these posters and collector's editions because they always fold them. They always make them of paper, and they fold them, and then you can't straighten them up because when you fold it, it ruins the ink on the print, and then it's just creased.
Right.
I mean, we all know they've been doing it since music CDs
came out. It sucks.
But that's still available. It shows on their website for pre-order for $90. Visual novels just aren't my thing.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, but it does. It still looks pretty beautiful.
I see visual novels as the same as a interactive cutscene. It's cool. Yeah. I don't want too much of it.
And then the last one is one that I've never heard of. It's called the Blaster Master Zero Trilogy. And taking a look at it because... Oh, you have to order it from Play Asia, which means this is over in the East.
Yep.
And it's giving me a hard time loading, but it looks like a top-down shooter. But it looks like a box. You get a box, the game case. They're not really showing much of what else you get in it. Yeah. Okay, well, that looks like it. That's for I've seen those guys that they collect those top-down shooters. Not really my thing, though. But a big one that's coming, Tales of Arise. Now, this one isn't available until September 10th.
Mm-hmm.
But from the looks of it, you can still pre-order the Collector's Edition from Bandai Namco's website. They are still taking pre-orders. So that's good. That's not fully sold out yet. And that's, well, man, probably because it's mainly for the PlayStation 5, it looks like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not much for this month and for the next several months, but
yeah, they consolidated pretty much October and December into like one big thing just to put out how much stuff that there's going to be between and there.
Well, I was looking at it and go from October to December, it like half the list is just the same game on different platforms.
Yeah.
And I like Far Cry 6, I noticed there's a list of different editions.
Collector's Edition, Gold Edition, Gold Steelbook Edition, Ultimate Edition, Ultimate Steelbook Edition, Yara Edition.
Yeah, like this Yara Edition. I have to see what this is now.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a UK specific. Because I'm on game.uk.
Yeah. So the Yara Edition is the full game plus the Croc Hunter pack. Yatomi Suna is included in the Croc Hunter pack along with an outfit, a shotgun, a vehicle prop, and a weapon charm.
Hmm.
Yeah, like it's this thing is all over the place. Same thing with this Riders Republic. There's the free ride, the gold, the ultimate. And I get that they do a lot of different editions, give people some of the things that they want, cut out some of the other things that they don't want.
And some are localized, like this is for UK versus the US. It's the same thing, but they call it different.
Yeah. So I think once we hit September, I'll revisit this list, you know, see what's still available for pre-orders and whatnot. Right. So yeah, that's it for that. So on to some news that's got a lot of people pretty upset. We have the NVIDIA will not, and I know it's only been a couple days since then, but NVIDIA will not discuss why there's no RTX 3070 Ti's.
Yeah, and I mean, it's something that's mind-boggling. You know, they announced it, and then none of the Founders Editions cards went on sale in the US or UK. And they are...
Well, like, a lot of guys are saying, like, even on Best Buy's website. It's not like it crashed when they do restocks of the new consoles.
No, it just never released.
It's not like the website bogged down and it wouldn't load. It immediately went from just not there.
Yeah, it was never there.
The button never went yellow.
Right. That's it. It was never installed. It was never available.
And you know,
it's like that meme. Is it available? Never was.
Yeah, the two astronauts.
Yeah.
And Jay, I watched the video from Jay's Two Cents about it, and even the review card that he received.
Yeah.
It had bent fins.
And cooling fins that weren't attached right, and it's a total like debacle, and it's ridiculous that, you know, NVIDIA can have a complete lack of quality control, number one, or a card that it is taking away from better and other 30 series cards. You know, like, they keep pushing out these TI series right now, which I get it as a supplement, an in-between card between the 60 and the, if there's going to be a 60 TI. But between the 70 and the 80 and the 80 and the 90, that's what the TI is supposed to bridge the gap between. But the thing about it is you can't even get any 30 series card. So now they're pushing out these other cards, and it's ridiculous for them to think that they can do this without actually making stock for other things.
Yeah, I mean, they could have took their resources and put them into actual cards instead of shaved cards.
Right, and instead of doing, you know, a 3070 Ti, just make more 3070s or more 3080s. But the stuff that goes into the regular 3070s or 3080s is being pushed into these Ti cards, which, like I said, ridiculous in the fact that you can't even get a regular card.
But you can get a TI. Oh, wait, you can't.
Yeah, you can't get them because now instead of having, you know, 500, we'll say, 500 3080s, now you have 200 3080s that they made and 200 3080 TIs and maybe 100 3070 TIs. But according to this, we don't even know if they're real. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So I was reading here in the article, the company has been telling people on Twitter, all Founders Edition cards are released direct through the NVIDIA website. And then The Verge, who we got this article from, stated, but that website never included a link to a scan listing of the 3070 Founders Edition.
Right.
And like we said, you know, it seems like the only ones out there are review cards. And some of those are even popping up on the market for sale.
Right.
Which I didn't even think you were allowed to sell your review card.
Well, I mean, NVIDIA has blacklisted people before, so let's see.
Yeah, it's not surprising.
Wouldn't be the first time that they blacklisted somebody. So up next is something that I am super stoked for. So Konami has unofficially announced Castlevania Collection. So the Castlevania Collection, which is the Advanced Collection, the games that came out on Advanced, has been rated by the Australian Classification Board. And this is the second time that a games rating board has rated the game, pretty much making this imminent that this is coming.
Yeah.
So there's going to be three games that are included in the Advanced Collection. Up first, we have Castlevania Circle of the Moon, which was released in 2001. And then there's Castlevania Harmony of Dissonance, which was released in 2002. And then 2003's Castlevania Aria of Sorrow, which is one of my favorites because it's completely different than what Castlevania normally is.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's actually set into the now not so distant future.
15 years from now.
Yeah.
Or 14, I should say.
But all of these games were, you know, like critically acclaimed. Everybody really loves it. Not that Metacritic matters, but it has a score of 91 on Metacritic. You know, so it's like...
I mean, I played a little bit of Aria Sorrow on my phone through an emulator.
Yeah.
And I tried getting into it, and it wasn't the fact that the game was bad. It was the fact that I was playing it on my phone.
Yeah.
And you kind of need to be able to hit those buttons, and yeah, your buttons are being hit.
Without the tactile buttons, it's... Yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah, if this does come to fruition and they finally do release it, I'm going to be happy, because Aria Sorrow had a lot of story. Like, it was...
Yeah.
They made a part two for it.
Right.
Which I'm surprised isn't on here as well.
Well, that wasn't for Advanced.
Yeah, it was.
I thought it was for DS.
Oh, yeah, it was DS. That's right.
Yeah,
I remember now. I remember.
So, before we move from that, limited run games has a Castlevania Anniversary Collection.
Yes.
And this thing is, you get so much. It's $175, but what you get with it is well worth the money. Before I go to that, the games that you get in there are Castlevania, Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest, Castlevania 3, Dracula's Curse, Super Castlevania 4, Castlevania the Adventure, Castlevania 2, Belmont's Revenge, Castlevania Bloodlines, and Kid Dracula.
So that's the Anniversary Collection.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the limited ultimate edition. Okay, the ultimate edition. Collection.
Okay. But I'm pretty sure all those games were on the digital version of that too.
Well, there's different tiers to the Anniversary Collection. Like, there's just the original Anniversary Collection, which has Castlevania, Castlevania 2, 3. Super Castlevania 4, Castlevania the Adventure, Belmont's Revenge, Bloodlines, and Kid Dracula. And then there's also the Ultimate Edition, like you were saying. Which...
Yeah, so with the Ultimate Edition, you get all those games, plus you get retro box art prints, a steel book, miniature replica box collection of all the games that were listed.
Yes.
A History of Castlevania, Book of the Crescent Moon. I'm assuming that's just an art book.
Yeah.
An original soundtrack that I'm assuming has music from all the games on it. A reversible 18x24-inch poster, which I hate that they do that. Unless it's a cloth poster, you can't do posters in these smaller boxes.
Yeah.
Because they just crease it, and it gets ruined.
I mean, a lot of, like, even developer-sponsored ones, like Fallout, for example, the map and the perk chart, I mean, that was folded.
Well, see, I'm okay with maps being folded, because I actually think that the crease lines and stuff adds to
the
immersion of a map. Yeah. But yeah,
like, if it's an older map, it needs to be rolled.
Or just do like the box companies do, like Loot Crate and Geek Fuel, when they send out posters.
Yeah, roll it.
They roll them.
Yeah, so and just put roll some it.
Kind of sleeve over them.
Well, this sorry, I'm still tired. Apologize to everybody for yawning. Anyway, so the mouse pad that I got from the Brain of Sacrifice band,
yeah,
it came in rolled.
Oh yeah,
nice. There's a couple more things here, and this is really cool. I like this. You guys will love this. There's a deluxe clamshell case and retro styled box with metallic ink.
Yes.
Now the clamshell case looks like the old Sega Genesis cases.
Yeah, it's the throwback Nintendo style Konami box, and it has, you know, metallic silver ink, so it just looks like an original.
Yeah.
And
a retro style dust sleeve, you know, the Nintendo black dust case. And probably one of the coolest things that I've seen. It's a light up shadow box that plays music.
Yeah, a light up shadow music box. That is awesome.
That is badass.
So yeah, I mean, it's a little pricey at $175, but well worth it.
In my opinion.
Oh, I think so too.
As you know, I know I've been collecting a lot, but my collection isn't nearly what some of the people have.
Right.
But I think $175 is well worth it.
Yeah.
Especially to get a lot of that retro feel from it.
Right.
So, sorry, go ahead, Rob. Continue on with that article.
No, that was all. I was pretty much done with that.
Okay. Yeah, I just kind of geek out when they do these big collector sets with retro games.
So up next, back to the software side of thing. If you've been following, you know, technology news, you know that Windows 11 has been announced. There's a couple videos out there that you can check out to see what is actually included with this. But one of the cool things that I think is being integrated into Windows 11 is it's going to include Xbox's auto HDR feature, which if you've tried using the HDR feature in Windows 10, you know it sucks ass. So it'll be great to get this, you know, the Xbox version of it, because it works way better than the Windows version. And that will increase game loading features. One of the things that Windows 11 is doing is now the graphics card will be able to directly access your hard drive. So the way that it's set up in Windows 10 is the GPU has to go through the CPU to access the hard drive. So that adds loading time and obviously takes things a little longer. Whereas this direct storage is going to allow Jay to drop his camera.
No. Monitor.
Oh, that was the monitor.
Yeah, I looked off balance. I was trying to like tilt it to make it even, and then I was like, wait, too far.
Oh god. But it'll allow the graphics card to quickly load assets without putting a strain on the GPU. So that'll allow for textures and assets to just, like, I don't want to say instantaneously load, but load a lot faster. Now, you will need to have an NVMe SSD and proper drivers to use the direct storage.
But it's also the higher performance ones, too, so I don't think it'll work with just anything. It has to be, like, a certain speed.
Well, I think that, you know, they're saying a high-performance NVMe, but at the same time, I think they just mean that you need to have an NVMe. Gotcha. Because it won't be, you know, if you're going through a SATA port, you know, it can't pull the data as fast as it can with a NVMe.
SSD, yeah.
You know, it's got to be on the motherboard for it to be able to just direct access it. It
has to be directly on the mother.
Yeah.
They missed a chance to call it a motherfucker board.
Where you got? What was Samuel L. Jackson when you need him?
Yeah, right.
But Microsoft has started testing the auto HDR on PC, and apparently it's been like way better than the regular HDR that Windows had. And it's using the same software. That's used on the Series X and S to add HDR visuals to backwards compatible games from like the Xbox One and 360s without any work needed to actually like rewriting code or anything like that. It just automatically upscales and probably checkerboards to the HDR visuals.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Now there are some things that we won't get into right now, but just talking about Windows 10 or Windows 11, there are some things that look like it might not be great for Windows 11. But you know, when we have a little bit more information on it, I'll be putting a video out on that because it's something that I am highly interested in.
Nice.
Hey, you're the tech guy.
That's his eye. And last but not least, we have Square Enix talking a little bit about Forspoken, which looks amazing. So for those of you that don't know, Forspoken is an open world RPG that was announced in June 2020, and it is a debut game from Sony's newest production studio, Luminous. And it's going to be using AMD's Fidelity FX Super Resolution, which is basically like the competitor to NVIDIA's DLSS upscaling technology. But the Luminous Studios said, you know, our studio's philosophy is to create games unlike anything experienced before, fusing the world's latest technologies with art. Implementing cutting-edge AMD technology in the development of Forspoken is an embodiment of that philosophy. With Forspoken, we are aiming to achieve the highest quality visuals ever seen in an open-world game.
Yeah, I'm watching the the interview right now, and they're trying to go for 60 frames per second on 4K.
And Forspoken is scheduled to release on PC and PS5. In 2022, and is reported right now that it will be a PlayStation console exclusive for 2 years.
So PC won't see it till 2024.
No. PC will get it, but like Xbox or Switch wouldn't get it until 2024. It's a console exclusive, like the console exclusive PlayStation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but it's my. But I'm sorry, because I read that wrong.
Because they're working with AMD and the Fidelity.
Yeah,
that's why it's coming to PC, is because, you know, they're going to try to take advantage of the new Fidelity FX. It's a program, right? For software for the card?
It's a software.
Yeah, so...
It's actually, they're upscaling software. Sort of like how...
DLSS 2.0 is, yeah.
Yeah.
So, here's what I'm worried about with them saying they're pushing for 4K 60 frames. Given the chip shortage and how slowly they're pumping out the PlayStation 5s, and we got the news that they're going to move down to a 6nm chip.
Right.
For the PlayStation 5 redesign.
Was it?
What were you going to say, Rob?
I thought it was a 5M and NM chip.
It could be a 5 or a 6. It's been a couple weeks since I read the story. How likely do you think that is to happen?
Oh, it'll happen.
If they're moving down with a chip?
It'll happen.
Because they're moving down, they got something that's going to counterbalance that.
Well, see, the thing with it is, this is just software that is upscaling, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same thing that, like, the Xbox did to achieve 4K, is it's checkerboarding and upscaling.
Yeah.
It's not native 4K 60 frame.
It's just making it look better and look like it.
It's running 60 frames, but it's upscaled to 4K is what it seems like.
Mm.
Well,
the Fidelity system is unique on its own anyways. I did a little bit of, like, looking into, and the way that AMD's doing the architecture is pretty great.
Right. So again, for those that don't know, Forspoken was originally announced as Project Athia. And in the game, you will take on the role of Frey Holland, an extraordinary young woman who must harness her magical abilities to survive in the fantastical yet dangerous land of Athia. And we know that Frey Holland is going to be portrayed by Ella Balanska, who starred in the 2019 iteration of Charlie's Angels.
Mm-hmm. Which I did not watch. I'll be honest. I haven't. I'm not really big on movies right now.
It's reboots. I can't do reboots.
Yeah.
Oh, I see who it is now. Okay.
Listen, if it ain't Lucy Liu, I don't want it.
Oh, well, no. It, who was she supposed to be? Because they were all new original characters, weren't they?
They
weren't the original Asian, or not the Asian, the Angels.
I don't know. I was never into Charlie's Angels, honestly. I just remember Lucy Liu played in the original, well, not the original, because the original came out in the 70s, but the first reboot. We're getting more reboots than...
Yeah, it just shows that Hollywood and game designers don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So, just really quickly, because I went to AMD's website to learn a little bit about this AMD Fidelity.
Okay.
So far, the games that use it are Godfall, Riftbreaker, Terminator Resistance, King's Hunt, Evil Genius 2, 22 Racing Series, Anno 1800. But we have an upcoming list.
Okay.
And one that I'm definitely going to have to look into. Resident Evil Village is on that list.
It'll probably... Yeah, okay. It hasn't used it yet, but it's going to.
No.
Are you sure?
One thing that I think you guys want to look up, it's hard to tell these names when they use, like, symbols and stuff to fill in as letters.
Yeah.
Aster Goss, Aster Goss, it looks like. Baldur's Gate 3, Dota 2, Edge of Eternity, Far Cry 6. Oh, God, does this game really need a fidelity?
Farming Simulator.
This does. You guys see them crops beautifully in the light.
Yes, Farming Simulator 22. Game we just talked about, Forspoken.
Wait a second. Myst?
Yeah.
Myst is still a thing?
Yeah, I think they're actually trying to reboot it.
Apparently.
When I played the original on PC years and years and years ago, it did seem like it was more of a visual game, one of those Clue mystery solver games.
Yeah, it was a puzzle hunter.
Yeah.
I don't know what this one is next to Village.
Swordsman.
Okay. And then Vampire Blood Hunt. So it looks like they're adding games. Hopefully we see more. Then we go down here. Oh, we have a list of graphics hardware too. And then we have a list of developers. A lot of ones that I recognize.
So yeah, I mean, it seems like there's going to be a lot of people using it, and the nice thing with it too is, you know, like, it's going to be available for a lot of things, including NVIDIA products. So
yeah.
Oh yeah, like, and, they have this, and I just saw
backwards,
this. They have it
backwards compatible all the way to the 10 series of NVIDIA.
Will
there? Yeah, yeah. NVIDIA 10 series, 16 series, 20 series, and 30 series.
So they're trying to help people really get as much as they can out of their graphics cards, given the...
Well, not only that, AMD's Fidelity FX, what it is it's an upscaler. It's open source, high quality software.
Yeah, well, I was just going to point that out, is that they have this GPU open, enabling developers with open development tools and software.
Yeah. And that is launching sometime next month, actually.
So, yeah, that's pretty awesome that they're doing this.
And, yeah, the games that are coming, you know, it's nice because it's just an update for the game to be able to use the software.
Yeah.
So
we know you PC guys will have a lot more options.
Well, if I remember reading correctly, it's going to be used on PlayStation as well.
That's yeah, but for these console games, it'll be up to the developer to go in and utilize and create this a patch. And then release it as an update patch.
Yeah.
Well, considering it's PlayStation 5 and it's basically an AMD build anyways.
Right. They're using AMD chips anyways, so
that's why it's going to be on PC or PlayStation's, because PlayStation's pretty much an AMD everything from the graphics to the processor,
as well as Xbox.
Isn't theirs more the CPU, but the GPU is their own architecture?
No, they're AMD as well.
Okay.
As we talked about a year ago now, maybe longer, we know that the Xbox and the PlayStation are almost hardware identically. Identically,
yeah,
the same
SSD
hardware.
The SSD is the difference.
Pretty much, yeah. The form factor and the SSD. So yeah, I'm really hoping that this year will help to combat the chip shortage.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Stuff like this is nice to help with that. But
honestly, with the way Nvidia's been with things, I'm thinking my next build will be an AMD build.
No. I'm sorry. I don't like AMD graphics cards.
Unless they're much different.
Yeah, the software end of it is way different.
As long as I get my frames, that's all I care about.
Well, I mean, and this is just for me because I've been using other things. It's hard for me to get into how they use their tuning to I don't want to say overclock, but clock. The hardware is way more confusing than NVIDIA's, and it's also harder to get other programs to interact with the AMD architecture. And that's why I'm an NVIDIA fan. It's easier to use, but they're steadily losing my faith with all the bullshit they've been doing this past year.
Yeah.
You were supposed to destroy the dark side, not join them.
Exactly. Yes. I love the fact that there's all kinds of Star Wars memes that are coming right now.
Yeah, right.
Like with the Anakin Padme. But you are going to do this, right?
I'm going to buy a webcam for streaming, right? For streaming, right?
For streaming, right? Yeah, streaming.
Streaming titties.
Oh.
Titty streams all day, God. Every day.
Hey, that's what's popular on Twitch. I mean, I'm sorry, it's not. It's the hot tubs, baths, pools, and beaches.
And ASMR licking.
No, that they're not happy with, but
no, they're not happy. Oh my God.
Yeah.
We need to go over this on stream, but we need to watch the Amaranth horse video.
Oh my God.
Oh God, that horse one, I was dying.
Comedy gold when she looks at the camera and she's like, flip, and looks at the camera and goes back to it. I'm like, God damn it. This is gold. This shouldn't even be.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. But on that note, that about wraps up this week's podcast. If you haven't already, check out our socials. Again, there'll be links in descriptions. If you're on YouTube watching it, if you're on an audio podcast provider platform, that made that way harder than it needed to be. If you're listening to this in your car or something, when you get to a safe spot.
hold on. Let me say this. When you have us in your ear holes,
yeah,
only ear hole version.
If it's safe, safe to do. Don't do this while you're driving because that's stupid and it pisses me off. But
go. Man, Rob ain't watching you do it, so
I'm watching you.
Just lie to him.
I can see you. Put the phone down, pull into a parking lot, pick it back up. But
stop rubbing one out while you're driving. We know our voices are great, but
Jesus Christ.
I had to go there.
Listen, if you made it this far into our show,
we thank you.
We congratulate you for being able to tolerate us.
We couldn't even make it this far into our own show, so you beat where we're at.
And don't worry, the ribbon will be in the mail.
Right? Number one fan. But yeah, you can check out our socials on linktree.com, or it's linktree.com/warppoint, and that is linktr.ee/warppoint. The website's weird, I know. It's so much easier to do, to have the actual link. But again, if you're listening, it should be in the descriptions, but sometimes Google and Apple likes to take that away from the description. You know, because they don't want you going to outside sources because of SEOs and all that other fun stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, you could, at our link tree, there's our links to all of our merch and all of our socials, including our Discord, you know, where we talk about a lot personally, intimately. Brendan's going to be having photos of the Man Cave Studio. We got, you know, pictures of our collectibles up in there. You know, a lot of good stuff there. So check that out. Join. Come chat. But as always, guys, we will catch you at the warp point.
Peace.
Peace.